Let's go to something where the fish definitely do not have buttholes in this movie here. At least that I didn't see. I didn't carefully go through it frame by frame. Oh, folks, people enjoyed our review of Safe House so much.
God damn it. It's on the screen.
I can't do it. You just really love that movie.
I give up.
Yeah.
God damn it.
You know what? Fuck it. You change your name. You change that. I should have just photoshopped that to say Safe House.
Just cross it out.
Just cross, yeah.
Just magic
mark. Like it's got
top.
Like a Sharpie mark through it.
Yeah.
Disney's Safe House. It's all animated. Yeah. Goddamn Fox is trying to break in. With buttholes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. Of course.
You have to have them in there, apparently.
Gotta have them in there. Me.
Take two.
People loved our review of Smart House so much so that they want to hear our opinions on another movie not meant for grown-ass men. Like us. Because while this man over here was a child when these movies came out, you and I were indeed grown-ass men. At the time.
Yes, very much so.
Who looked at these and said, you know what? We have much better things to do than sit around and watch Disney Channel movies 30 years later. They got us one way or another.
Oh, yeah.
One way or another. And you're going to watch these movies right here. It is an interesting thing to watch grown men who did not live in that period review these movies and see how they have aged.
Mm-hmm.
Have they become classics like some of these kids today say? Have they aged well? Have they aged badly? Are there things that they cannot even do today that they did back in the day with these? Now, per the recommendation of this millennial kid over here, who indeed, again, was a kid when he saw these, he recommended that we watch
The 13th Year.
The 13th Year, which you and even your kids, Martin, a lot of people say, you know what, man, shit, that was my favorite one back in the day. Yeah, that was my shit when I was 18. Well, that's 18.
My daughter was 2, but.
Yeah. No, that's about right. Yeah, you know, my lady was when I was 18 years old, man.
Cecily watches. This was the one that was on the most.
Was it the one that was on the most?
Yeah, it really was.
Oh, that's so funny because they were like, yeah, it didn't come on that often. So we always got there to watch it whenever it was on.
Oh, no, I remember this being on constantly. Like this and this and, well, they played Halloween Town obsessively in October.
Yeah,
and Johnny Tsunami was the other big one.
Yeah, Johnny Tsunami's
they
one.
They played the shit out of those.
Maybe around October we'll do Halloween.
Absolutely.
Town. Yeah.
No
well,
question.
Yeah. No, he already said we got to do it now.
Set in stone.
Man, he beat you to it. Absolutely. Did you know he did not miss a beat? I barely finished the question. Maybe during October we should. Absolutely.
Then we can do the sequel, Calabar's Revenge.
Oh.
Then Halloween Town High School, the third one. We won't review the fourth one, though.
Keep it coming.
I do remember watching Halloween Town a couple times and thinking, this is okay.
Yeah, it's fun.
We'll see. We'll see about that. But definitely, The 13th Year was one of the most interesting ones that they did. It was a movie for kids, but it was about puberty.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, where they compared puberty to turning into a fish.
Cody had it all.
You are so lucky to be dating Cody Griffin.
Feels like I'm king of the world.
Until he turned 13.
Something seriously wrong with me.
And grew some fins.
I think you're a mummy.
A what?
A fish boy.
As if grown-up weren't hard enough.
A month ago, I was completely normal.
Imagine having to hide your flippers.
Next time I take a bath, I'm probably going to sprout gills and a tail.
Dive into The 13th Year. Sunday at 8, 7 central.
You actually think that Cody's a mermaid?
Oh, stupid ass. Sorry I couldn't get a better copy of that, but as I said, the internet is either scrubbed these trailers or they're just not very good quality.
No, the mouse has certainly scrubbed it. Yeah, like, the only way you can watch this is on Disney Plus.
Yep.
And that's what it is.
Yeah. Yep. Now, you know, we all watched this, if I'm correct.
Oh, yes.
We all saw this. And, you know, one of the things that I wanted to do while watching this was see if it had aged as well as Smart House did, because I mean, look, the quality on Smart House is not that great. The acting is not all that great, but there were some really good ideas.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
That still are, you know, they have aged well for today.
And even with the low quality production, I still found myself intrigued by it throughout the movie. There was no point where I was like, oh, this is dull. I'm kind of like, yeah, what's going to happen? And, you know, despite the different levels of acting, I'm kind of into these characters.
Yeah. Are there themes in here that even will appeal to adults, even though it's tailored down for kids? Yeah. That's what I kind of liked about it. You know, it was about, hey, look, Smart House was a horror movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, you begin to see, because there's a show that's about to come out on Fox about this. There's novels out there about technology gone awry and pretty much enslaving people. This is a house that's enslaved a family because everything, this is before the internet is what it is today, because everything is online. Mm-hmm. Now, for some people, they'll say, well, you know, what can be more horrible than puberty? So there might be some things right here in this movie that also have dark adult themes in it, but maybe you didn't notice at the time because you thought either you were a kid or you thought this is just for kids. Let's go ahead and talk about the movie and get into, you know, some of the details of the film, story, how we feel about certain parts of the story. And we'll talk about some of the other themes that we are bringing up later. Now, opens up sweet. Opens up with the, and I, you know, and I looked at this and I said, you know, this is really nice. It has a Mama Mermaid carrying her little baby, even though that baby is not underwater. That baby ain't wet. Well, that net.
This one blowing bubbles off screen. There you go, new one.
Looks like somebody's moving a piece of paper around.
Yeah. Got some Vaseline on it, on the lens or something. Underwater.
Yeah, there's blue light on it. That's good enough.
That's good enough. Yeah, look. Somebody just.
And they had to ask the question, can we put a baby underwater? Is that okay?
They said, hell no.
Yeah, you just had a baby. We can use your baby shot, right?
The ultimate violation of child labor laws right there.
Oh, come on, Brenda. Be a team player and let us use your baby.
I mean, hey, the kid hasn't been baptized yet. I mean, we can do both at the same time.
You guys get a priest on the set.
Yeah, get a Catholic kid, man. Let's go film this shit. He put a goddamn lunch lady hairnet on his kid.
He's covered in garbage. That's what he is. That's what they got on him. The debris of the sea.
You know, it's funny because they just got a camera. They're just doing this shit.
They really are.
That baby just laying there. That baby ain't wet. That baby ain't no water. They put that baby behind a fish tank.
That's what it probably is, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. You know, they ain't fooling nobody. But hey, you know what the sentiment is there. Yeah. Mom, you know.
For what it is.
For what it is. The sentiment is that mama's taking little baby mer boy out for a swim. And, you know, and I'm thinking up here, and I'm like, that's really sweet the way this is opening up. I mean, mother and her child. And the mermaid mom was like, nope. I'm out here to get rid of this little motherfucker. Mm-hmm.
I had this baby too young. I want to get my childhood back. Yeah, yeah. I want to go to the club with my friends.
Because mama comes up. This is fun. Mama said, the hell with this little bastard. She put that motherfucker in a beer cooler and looked around and said, yeah, I'm going to kiss your ass goodbye. Shit. I'm out.
Yeah, that's what he says where I was like, well, this is sort of like Aquaman, where she has to give up the child, you know. I mean, there because there's this whole big war going on, and it's a lot of political intrigue.
Yeah.
And here it was just for just reasons.
Yeah. Well, you see that boat coming at her? Gotta get away from that boat. Yeah. Boat's scared.
Yeah. It was like, I mean, clearly, because I thought we were going to see, like, fish soldiers chasing her. Yeah, yeah. Fish creatures.
Right, right.
And she's like, no, I just don't want this motherfucker anymore. Shit. Like you said, I'm about to go to the fish club. Shit, I'm out.
This is how we do abortions in Atlantis.
Yeah. Shit, Atlantis is very conservative. I couldn't find an abortion anywhere. Wasn't no fish Planned Parenthood. So fuck it. Shit, I did what I had to do.
Yeah, it's the same as, you know, when you humans leave a baby in a dumpster.
Exactly.
Or at a fire station.
Yeah, left his ass. They didn't even say why. So I just thought, look, fuck it. Shit, she just didn't want that little bastard, man. Yeah, like you say, look, I'm not as concerned about the baby being left behind. I'll tell you why in a little bit. Because you know what? After her leaving her baby, that's her business. Like Martin said, maybe she can't afford it. Maybe this was a teen pregnancy, you know. Look, it's her business whatever happened. I'm not going to judge.
Yeah, I'm pro-choice.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I'm not going to judge what's going on here.
Just the culture, maybe.
Yeah, maybe it's the culture. I'm not going to judge her for leaving the baby. I'm going to judge her for who she left the baby with.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because if you look at this, man, she left it with some redneck-ass Trump supporter right here. By the way, look, that motherfucker had his red MAGA hat back in the day ready.
Head of the game. Head he knew game. It was coming.
He's like a redneck Nostradamus, man. He knew that Trump was coming. I can tell you the day. He just slapped MAGA on there. He said, my red hat was ready.
It means something.
Yeah. You know, look, I'm not going to judge the guy. I'm not going to judge the guy for his politics. I don't know what he's doing. I can't really say what he's going to do, but the motherfucker's dumb.
Yes.
You know.
He's insane.
You can look at him, yeah. I mean, you can look at him and tell he's stupid. It's like, and she'd want to leave that baby with this man right here. I mean, I'm judging him by the actions that I see. Like, the fool is just way too eager, not to catch fish, but a fish. Like, it's almost a little creepy the way he wants to catch this one fish. Oh, shit, there he is, that dumbass hat again. That's not a clip I wanted to show. There we go. There we go. Listen to this dude, man. Like, listen to how he hunts this fish. Listen to the things he says. Look at the craziness in his face.
Here, fishy, fishy, fishy. Yes.
Yeah, that's the way you catch fish.
It's like, okay, when he catches that fish, he's going to fuck that fish.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know.
That's his story throughout this movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I'm not talking about the mermaid that he saw, because he didn't even know there was a mermaid. Mm-hmm. He thought he was catching a fish.
Uh-huh. He's got a fetish.
Yeah, this is some...
bestiality.
Yeah, this is some Deliverance of the Sea shit right here.
Dad, are you gay? Huh, I wish it was just...
Yeah, this fool is out here trying to fuck a fish. And And I'm looking at him, and because, I mean, it's funny because this is what, I mean, he really is like a redneck of the sea. Like, he got, that boat just is raggedy,
mm-hmm.
just as tore up, nasty, but to catch them fish, he got the latest in technology. He got a scope like they do in Aliens.
Exactly.
Sonar fish finder.
Sonar fish finder. Yeah, look at that shit.
That's what it does.
The department did not try to come up with anything clever. Like, no. The Sonar 3000. No.
No. No, not at all. Yeah. What did it say on there?
Sonar fish finder. Yeah, it does what it says.
What you see is what you get.
That's like superimposed on there. Like,
man, they could have put the fish finder 2000 or yeah, some shit yeah. on there. Yeah, not, wow. Wow, they didn't give a fuck. Plus, the guy's a drunk. I mean, it's a kid's movie, so you don't ever see him really. You don't see him drinking, but, I mean, you know, come on, y'all.
What was that? It was a mermaid.
I like the man. Look, I understand he just saw something rare because he saw the mermaid, but that fool's clearly been drinking.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, anybody who's out fishing for a long time,
yeah,
that sun is never
going to drink.
Look, yeah, sun getting to him. He can just have a.
But just the leap in logic, go instantly to mermaid. Not someone just doing some interpretive water dance or something. No, it's a mermaid. So you know this guy is already insane. He's a little off. And my old thing, he's abusive of the rest of his family.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's true. No, he didn't say, no, there's some fucking hippie chick out here doing fucking around with performance exactly. art or something. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit, it's a mermaid. Oh, yeah. It's a real mermaid. They call me crazy and a drunk.
I'll show them.
Yeah, I'll show you. Yeah, all right. Town hates this dude, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
The way they make fun of him.
No, and I can't blame him, man.
Yeah, you have to.
One dude told me.
Kind of felt bad for him. They had to do him like that.
Look at him. No, they're
drinking.
Yeah, they did. They had to do his ass like that. One dude just came up to him. He's like, hey, look, You know, if you find the mermaid, let me know. And the guy, and I'll tell you why he deserved it, because he was eager. He's like, really? You want me to let you know? And the guy's like, yeah, because I'll be playing poker with the Loch Ness Monster and Bigfoot. Oh, you son of a bitch, you got me again. Why? Why do people laugh at me? Because you sound stupid. But thank God that she did not leave the kid with the future Trumper right there. She left him with the responsible Trump supporters, right? The ones that actually have some money. The ones that, you know.
The ones that'll tell everybody they won't vote for Trump, but really will.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we voted for Obama. Yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah, we'd vote for him again. I mean, thank God he's not running, but yeah. Yeah, you know, you can't do too bad when you picked up by the, you know, the dad from Full House.
That noise.
What noise?
Listen.
Oh, honey, that's just the sound of a baby crying. Baby?
Oh. Oh, okay, maybe he's not good.
Dude, I watched this movie. I discovered, wow, Dave Coulier, I hate this guy on a molecular level. Because I never liked him on Full House. I mean, hated the show anyway, yeah. But really hated him on that show. And watching him here, I was like, man, I don't like this guy. Not realizing it was him.
Yeah, he broke Alanis Morissette's heart. Yeah. Yeah, man.
I was like, oh, this is that goofy Disney dad that I just really can't stand.
Yeah. Hey, son. Hey, want to come help your old man? Huh?
Wait, a baby?
Yeah, man. You know what? It's funny because at least I'm glad to see. I'd rather have Dave Coulier, whatever the name, mm-hmm. you know, be the. And that's a model. I forgot her name.
I had it earlier. I forgot.
Yeah, that's a model that he's married to right there. I forgot her name. You guys probably tell me in a little bit. But
she certainly is an actress.
No, she.
Her scenes in the movie. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, when your acting skills ain't strong, they tell you to act goofy anyway.
Yep,
it doesn't help. Mm-mm. But you know what's funny here is that I'm glad to see him at least go to. It may be goofy, but they look like responsible people. I'm glad to see him go with that family. You know who was not happy to see that shit? Mama. For some reason, Mama was not happy. Mama was not. She must have really hated this kid because she. She was trying to fuck this kid's life up. Like, she was grinning ear to mermaid ear when she gave it to that goddamn hillbilly of the sea. Like, look at her. She's mermaid. Flirting and shit.
Mermaid? Hey, it's a mermaid.
That's right, big boy.
Look at showing him her mermaid titties and waving like she's at a parade and shit. I mean, she was happy to expose herself, give this kid to this man over here. But the moment she saw that dude didn't get him, that the responsible couple took him, she was heartbroken. She was disturbed. She all the fucking tears were falling to the ocean. Look at this shit. Oh, fuck. Responsible people got him. I want to fuck that motherfucker up. Oh, God. He's actually going to have a good life. It's not what I wanted. She's disturbed to see a good family take this kid.
And see, pro-life people would tell you, see, this is the way this goes. They always regret it afterwards.
But no, she didn't regret getting rid of him. She just was mad that a goddamn drunk redneck didn't think they could. I don't know what she had against this kid. But she wanted to mess his life up from the start.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you, and the guy who played the kid at the time, the kid who plays Cody. Cody's the young mermaid boy in this.
Merman.
I'm sorry, Merman. He's 13 now, Merman.
Yes, he is, 13th year.
You're right. Let me get it correct, Merman. Kid was born to be an actor unless they changed his name at a young age, which that's obnoxious. His name is Chez Starbuck. Wow. Yeah. Chiz. Not Chaz. Chiz. Chiz Starbucks.
That's a Star Wars character.
I bet people called him Cheese.
Cheese.
What's up, Cheese?
No.
It's Chaz. Yeah, sure thing. Cheese.
Hey, Cheese Starbutt. How you doing?
Leave me alone. I'm going to be an actor. I'm going to show all of you.
Cheese Whiz. Where's our coffee?
Yeah. Like, your mom was a hipster and she married a nerd.
Oh, yeah.
Motherfucker watched a whole lot of Battlestar Galactica and shit.
That's not his real name.
That cannot be his real name. No,
he got
fuck
a stage
that.
Mom somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Although, you know, he's playing a middle schooler. This kid was 20 years old when he did that. Seriously, he was.
Was he?
Yeah.
He was 20 when he played that role? Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Okay.
Wow.
He doesn't look it. I'll give him that.
No, he doesn't. Actually, he looked like he was at least like
a teenager.
Yeah, he looked like he was a teenager.
Yeah. Tom Holland pulls it off.
That's true.
He does. True. Well, old Chez over here. I tell you, man, I do like the character of Cody. The guy who's acting ain't that good. I can tell you that right now. Ain't nobody.
You can definitely say that.
There's not one performance in here that I can say, man, that stood out right there. Right. Not one. But as far as the character goes, I like Cody, man.
I was off and on with him.
Well, you know what? He hasn't hit full teen yet, so maybe he can start acting like a bitch at some point. But he is respectful of his parents. That is true. You know, he always eager to help out.
Cody!
Randy, Dad.
Oh, listen, go up top, and when I holler, fire this baby up, all right?
Good.
You know, if that had been another movie, they would have been like, Jesus, Dad, my fucking friends are waiting on me. You pull this shit now? You know, there would have been something where he had conflict.
And he actually had a reason to be like that because he needed to be somewhere.
He had to go to his swim meet. And he's up here helping to build this goddamn raggedy boat.
See, that's one of the things that made me mad about this dad. It's like, you took people out on this boat and you knew this shit was broke.
Yeah.
And act like other people are wrong to be put out by that.
But you know, I tell you the thing with Cody, like, even when other adults are fucking with him, he don't mouth off.
No, he doesn't.
Nope.
You know what? He does his job. And if nothing else, he just says, you know what? If I have to pretend like they're not there, then that's what I'll do. No disrespect, but I can't put up with this shit right now.
This is really unacceptable. For $5, I expect much more. We should have been underway 20 minutes ago. You know, the last boat tour I was on, we had snacks.
He's like, he looked at her like, does it look like I give a fuck? Does it look like I give a shit? Get your old ass away from me.
Okay, he was able to ignore her until she mentioned those snacks.
Those snacks. He was like, bitch, do I look like my daddy? I'm a goddamn kid, all right? Shit, I'm not running this boat right here.
That's funny because when my dad was doing upholstery for people, I was having to go through this all the time.
Were you?
Yeah.
Wow, that's funny, man.
Yeah, we had those angry Saturday morning calls.
Oh.
Well, he's supposed to have this done 2 weeks ago, and I have people coming over.
Oh, yeah.
I need to know if it's going to be ready or not.
You know what?
And I look over, I see the chair. He hadn't even started on it. I don't know, man. Yeah. Well, God damn it, somebody's got to tell me something.
Yeah, ain't going to be me. I mean, I can tell you something. Ain't going to be what you want to hear. Somebody said, see, even this movie's ahead of its time. Goddamn Karen. Karen coming in there. Karen was fucking with Mert people, man.
The original.
Oh, man, Karens and MAGA hats have been around for a long time. A century.
Disney need a banner to rally behind.
Goddamn, can somebody, oh, I love this. Chat said, Castaway Karen. Soul Almighty. Yeah, man.
Very nice.
So this movie's ahead of its time. Got MAGA hats before Trump was even thinking about running for president and Karen. OG Karen at that, fucking with fish people. That shit has been going on for a while. Even when things get rough for old Cody, Cody still stays cool, man. You know, Cody did his chores, dealt with Karen's fucking with him, and missed and he has somewhere to legit be. And even the adults on the ferry, they're like, yeah, too bad, Cody. They could have stopped the boat for him.
Yeah,
better luck next time, Cody. Fuck you.
Catch
Cody.
The next one.
Yeah. And Cody's like, all right, that's cool, man. I'll find another way.
Wait, AP! Cody, sorry! Take the next one!
And what does Cody do? He done like, fuck you, stop.
He could have broke off the guardrail. He went like a javelin.
Fuck you.
Yeah, you son of a bitch. You see me here? Bitch! Bitch! Now, Cody done doing it. Then it, some things I would have done. Yeah, he done do that. Nah, Cody's cool. Funny if he got under that boat and started drilling a hole under that shit. Yeah, I bet you stop next time. Your shit is underwater. You know, his attitude is good probably because Cody got it good, man.
Yeah.
You know, you saw that trailer, it said Cody living a good life. Mm. Cody, since he's on the swim team, and since he's a good-looking kid, man, you know, it's actually kind of creepy since you told me that this kid is 20 years old. Mm. Now that I know he's actually an adult, it feels weird to say that he's got the high school girls throwing themselves at him. Mm-hmm. But he does, until he gets caught. But all the girls in school want to get with Cody. Well, they hit on Cody in front of other dudes, man. Yeah. They don't give a shit. Like his friend Sean, who's
that was so bad.
God damn, his friend Sean. Look at Sean. Sean even knew. He's like, man, why am I going to even ask this chick? She's going to shoot my ass down because this fucking dude over here.
And he's the best one on the swim team. She doesn't care.
He's the best guy on the fucking swim team.
Yeah, but he's an asshole.
That is true. He's got that sarcastic laugh. Yeah,
but Cody's an asshole, too. We're talking about that in a little while. Yeah. Maybe Sean's just a big asshole.
Oh, he is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Probably on that, like, sociopathic side, too. Mm-hmm.
He goes too far.
He goes, yeah, he does. But it could have been any dude. Like, they don't give a fuck. As long as it's Cody. But they could give a fuck less if you stand in there. They might as well just take his heart and just put that shit on the ground. Uh-huh. Stomp that shit in front of him. Bitch, go somewhere else. I'm talking to Cody.
So, Sam.
You want to ride, Sam?
No, thanks. I think I'll walk home with Cody.
You sure? It's a long walk.
Yeah. I like to walk.
I'm still here.
I'm still standing here. I forgot that fuck. Like, goddamn, why don't I just fuck already?
This is the origin of a supervillain.
It is. They forgot that fool. They didn't even. No, they didn't forget. They knew he was there. They just didn't give a shit.
I mean, she totally like turned her back to him.
I sure did.
And had this one-on-one conversation with no acknowledgement.
That's why he's an asshole. Because people pull shit like that with him, man. Look at his face. He's like, God damn, y'all see me here.
I just need to get a look on his face right before he walked off.
You motherfuckers, y'all know I'm here. God damn it. Just talking about Cody too, man. The girls at the school, they just talking about Cody makes them crazy. Mm. These girls I'm not talking about like crazy in love or giddy or anything like that. No, it actually makes them insane. You can slowly see how the girls are kind of losing their sanity as they talk about Cody Fever. As they talk about Cody, they slowly lose sanity.
You are so lucky to be dating Cody Griffin. He is pretty sweet, isn't he? Who cares about sweet? He's the most popular guy in school, which makes you the most popular girl.
did I deliver that exposition just right? Did I get it?
See the way he just walked away? Cody.
Maybe he's releasing like a pheromone or something, like a wild animal. Oh, that might be one of his powers. He has so many in this movie. Why not that?
Fish pheromones.
Yeah, no, out? Yeah.
You just see how the girl got crazy as she was walking away?
You got Cody?
Under his control.
Yeah, when you turn around and look at her and go like, wait, do you want to fuck him?
Yeah, exactly. Bitch, get off me. Thing is, I don't even know your name. It's the first time you ever spoke to me. Are you new to this school? I tell you though, that the chick that's in the Cody though, who's 35 now, man, she did some voices for BioShock.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. I saw a picture of her, and now that she's older, she's pretty good looking.
She's, look, yeah, awesome. Ain't no creepy shit. I looked at her today. I ain't looking at her at, like, at 14. I saw a picture of her just because I was looking up the cast, and her picture came up. And I'm like, God damn, she's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So, fuck it. Yeah, she's 35. Fuck it. Yeah, she's hot. But I was telling Cody, I don't give a fuck how hot she turns out to be. Get the hell out of there. Run. Because that girl is clingy as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they had just started dating. They didn't even kiss yet. Mm-hmm. And she already laying claim on Toadie. On Toadie. On Cody. That's what she hopes. She's going to be her Toadie one day. Because she's laying claim on this dude before they even made it, like, official. And just some, like, weird, like, forward kind of way.
Happy birthday, Cody.
Oh, okay. Well,
what the fuck is this?
I can see you now. But.
I see you every day.
You're like, fuck, we just started dating. It's not even serious. You already give me pictures of you?
The whole thing is, her thinking is like, when you start jerking it, you're just going to jerk it to me. That's what it's going to be. Yeah. Here you go. Oh,
that's right. Now you're 13.
Yeah, she knows.
I mean, she wasn't even.
I bet her mom gave her that advice.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, give him this shit. Ain't nobody want this shit. I'm telling you, hey, look, thank you, but like a picture of her.
Yeah, yeah.
First of all, that's egotistical as fuck.
Very narcissistic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would have told her, hey, take this shit back. Give me a real gift.
Is this a placeholder? Yeah. Is this just a frame?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I got some great pictures I can put in this.
Yeah. Oh, I've been meaning to tell you, I'm seeing two other chicks right now. I got their pictures in the room. I mean, I can put you beside them.
You'll be my number one. How about that?
Damn. Forward as fuck, this girl right here. I tell you, we were talking about Cody being, how his friend Sean is an asshole. Cody can be an asshole.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's the thing I didn't like about
him. Yeah, that's why I was like, I went kind of back and forth on him because he seemed like a good kid at first. And then in the middle, it's like, oh, well, now that he's the most popular kid, I guess he's an asshole, too.
Yeah. No, hey, look, I guess it goes with the territory. You know, you got to put up appearances. You can't be, the species in high school cannot be intermingling with each other.
That's right. Caste system.
Yeah, caste system in there. So, he's a little shitty to the nerds out there. One nerd in particular.
Hey, Cody.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck.
What's that nerd doing here?
I told him he could come, but I didn't actually think he'd show up.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here. Look. I tell you what made me not feel so bad about it is that everyone has accepted their roles.
Yeah.
I mean, even this nerd right here, he just said, "Listen, I know I get beat up, and he even tries to distract people in the fight, like, hey, beat up on me, stop, hit me.
We must restore the natural order.
They have a caste, they got an ecosystem.
Yes.
going on.
Yes, they do.
So, and as far as jock bullies go, Cody's one of the more thoughtful ones.
Sure. He doesn't go in like Sean does. The other thing, too, like a lot of the abuse is psychologically and emotionally abusive. Not like physical bullying or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we don't see anybody actually get punched or thrown into a locker.
Like the last movie.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's just some shoving.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least he put it out there to show up at my party. And by the way, didn't beat him up when he got there.
Mm-hmm. No.
Just kind of ignored him. Say, hey, stay if you want to. But we're going to talk shit to you. but that's how things work.
Yeah.
Plus, that nerd is annoying, man. I mean, it's just... I'm not trying to be mean, but...
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are.
Man, look... You just like Cody.
Man, the teachers hate this nerd. Because he's always doing something stupid. He's like, he's one of those nerds that is just... He can't ever really stand on his own two feet. It's not because he's mentally ill or anything. It's just because he has that he's uncoordinated because he's a nerd. Motherfucker's just... He's always putting himself in danger and... Putting everybody else at risk.
Whoa.
And it just kind of, again.
Okay, all right. You win this one. Because when I saw that, I was like, Come on.
Does this kid have no peripheral vision or something? You know you're near a pool. It's like, oh.
Why are you walking near a pool carrying a tuba to
why,
begin with?
Why are you working out? Exactly. Say,
like, I know I'm going to get some slapstick out of this somehow.
And every time they cut to him, they play the tuba effect. You got a theme, a tuba theme. Even the movie itself, the score is bullying him.
Yeah.
It really it is.
Boom, 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 boom.
It is. The movie don't even like this kid. Yeah. It's like, it's the fuck being by a pool with a tuba. Why do you have a tuba? An instrument that's bigger than you with your little uncoordinated ass.
Whoa. Whoa. They're like, and the coach is like, oh, come on.
Yeah. They're like, this kid is a walking lawsuit. We're always having to help him out. We're always having to save this kid. We're tired of this shit. Tired of this. And the kid just look. I mean, it doesn't help that he's a stereotypical nerd, man. Yeah. You know, he's born to just, like, he was born to be a nerd. Like, he's got a nerd-shaped head.
Haircut. Got
that bowl there.
That man dark haircut.
That's exactly who he looks like. He looks like a cross between Rick Moranis and Mandark. Look at that shit. Look at that.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
It was like, man, that was your destiny.
Mm-hmm. And it's even funnier that he can't swim, but he's the son of the redneck fisherman.
It's like, how did that happen?
He's like, why is a fisherman always away on the boat? He's like, oh, because he can't stand his son.
Because I hate my kid.
Like, they make fun of nerdy me, but you're even more of an embarrassment.
Looking like Jim Carrey from Dumb and Dumber. Except he's the dumbest. Yeah, that kid, I get it, man. You know, I get why they mess with this kid. He makes it too easy and difficult for them at the same time. But from, you know, from setting all this up and from seeing where the movie goes from here, I mean, if follows, you know, the plot points and formulas that you see these kind of movies, you know, for one thing, Jess is the nerd's name. And you're right that his father is the hillbilly of the sea. And the thing with Jess is that, you know, Cody is a nice guy, so they have to become friends at some point. You know, Cody's not going to, you can't root for the bully. So they get to know each other to the point where Cody even defends him. There's a moment where they even, they consummate the friendship. There's one part that gets like real weird. They're like, damn, you ain't got to, you know.
My whole thing is like the reason why Jess is so awkward is because he's actually gay. I think that's why he is his dad doesn't support his lifestyle, and he's finally found someone to be friends with. And the stuff that he does of Cody, there's some intimate moments between them.
They really are.
And Cody just goes along with it because I need your help.
Yeah. Cody's just kind of like, fuck it. I can't tell too many
weird
people.
Shit happened to me, and maybe you know something.
Yeah, you're smart and maybe knows. I'm going to put up with this gay shit from you right now. I mean, look, again, y'all gonna try to say some homophobic shit. It's not.
No, right? it's just.
And really, like, Cody don't want to do this shit. Come on, man. Cody didn't sign up for this shit that you about to see.
Don't know how I'd get through this without you.
Oh, shucks, go. Can't love me too.
No!
Get the fuck off me! Hey, get your ass off! You got him misunderstood.
I don't care what anyone says; it's very obvious.
Yeah, out here, no one can hear Cody scream.
What did you just stick me with?
Jess tried to rape his ass.
Oh no, I'm falling. What?
Jess put he man that whole nerd shit was a ploy.
It's a trap.
It was a trap to get Cody alone. Yeah, bring your ass in, motherfucker. Yeah, come here. No, Jess, no.
This is what all teenage boys do. We just wrestle on the beach, right? That's all we do. Let's wrestle.
You can even hear him say, "Merman attack."
I mean, it's practically that scene from Here to Eternity with the lovers on the beach.
What's up? It's got two teenage boys.
Very awkward teenage boys. Yeah.
Listen, I'm just saying, if this was today and they were actually gay, it'd be like,
Okay.
Hey, nobody care. Yeah. But this is a Disney Channel movie from back in 1999 where one of the kids definitely is not gay and one of them might be. Yep. And
well,
like,
well, there's so many old, you know, older movies that people go back and analyze. Maybe they overanalyze them and they go like, you know, this character was clearly trying to express that they were gay. You never saw him with a girl and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, shit. Cody doesn't realize he just got Me Too'd. Just like, come here. I'm going to take that ass whether you want it or not. Come here, motherfucker. Like, that goddamn gesture strong and then you came across.
It's all rude.
Yeah, yeah. You find out like half the boys at that school were raped by Jess. And no one wanted to say anything. He's fucking the Harvey Weinstein.
We have to keep it quiet.
Why didn't you say anything? Because no one would believe it.
Yeah. You mean the nerd Jess, that guy? Come on, it looked like Mandark and Rick Moranis. No. No, he didn't know. Get out of here. But yeah, man, you know, he becomes friends with the nerd, so you know that he's not the asshole you thought he was.
Sure.
Of course, you know, someone has to discover that this guy's a mermaid, and it is the redneck, because Jess has been hanging out with him, and that just, you know, makes it very convenient for, you know, especially when Jess is like studying mermaids in front of his father. And he knows his father's obsessed with mermaids. Yeah. Shit, that's his father's dream, is to see his son not be on the swim team or the basketball team, but mermaid hunting.
He can finally have a connection with his son for the first time ever.
Yeah.
He's like, well, you're not a disappointment.
Well, do you remember when his dad is telling his whole story about this other guy who was hunting mermaids and nobody believed him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's just like, and who was that guy, Dad? I thought he's going to be like, well, it was me the whole time. Yeah. So I mean, like, oh, it was just some guy, just some crazy dude. Yeah. He's a
crazy son of
a fruitcake. Huh? Yeah.
Yeah, man, it just makes the dad weirder. Like, it should be nice that the dad
makes him creepy.
Creepy, yeah.
Especially later on in the film.
Motherfuckers walking out the shadows and shit, creeping up on people.
You take a sudden interest in mermaids, have you?
Fuck, Dad, Jesus, don't do that. So I was going to tell you I was gay, but I'm not going to do this shit now.
That was his way of telling his dad. He's coming out about the mermaids.
Just even the way he approached him, like, you into them mermaids, boy?
Me too. Of course, that caused a friction between him and psychotic-ass Sean over here. You know, Sean's still the asshole.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, since you're becoming a nerd, you're mingling with... I mean, since you become a friends, you're becoming friends with the nerds out here. You're messing up the ecosystem. You're actually slumming it with them, those people. Mm-hmm. You know, that you get to see how, and you know that it's going to play a bigger moment in the movie if the biggest asshole in the movie starts to find out that he's a merman too.
He's not one of us. One of us? What are we exactly? We are the team, Cody. We are the guys everybody wants to be. Not the type of guys who have to wear water wings in the pool.
Get a grip, Sean. Jess is my friend. If you got a problem with that, deal with it.
Oh, he's like, oh, shit.
I'll deal with it.
Oh, yeah, did you see the way the eyebrow cocked up? Yeah, I'll deal with it, all right. Yeah. You know, I was at the beach with a camera the other day, and I saw you with Jess. Yeah, you want to tell me about this, Cody? Oh, I'll deal with it. You ready to deal with this shit? But, you know, what I liked about it, and this is where I like to get into a discussion with you about this, because I know one of the things you love, what's your favorite genre of horror?
Body horror.
Yep.
This is the origin of it. I realized when I was like, oh, this is why I love this subgenre so much.
Yeah, because you were watching these damn...
obsessively.
You're watching these Cronenberg movies for kids.
That's what this is. It's so obvious.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, by the way, that actor that plays Sean, that guy just never stopped looking like an asshole. That's in the day.
Oh, geez.
Timothy's Red Wine. Yeah. Yes.
So he's still acting. Good for him.
That's him being polite right there.
Looks like a vampire.
Yeah, yeah, I think.
Like Barnabas Collins.
Yeah, man. This is heavy on the body horror.
Oh, yes,
man. This is body horror for kids.
Mm-hmm.
Gateway.
Gateway. Yeah. Like, sure, well, for you, yeah, it was.
I learned a lot about myself.
It explains a lot about you, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some dark shit they do here, like body horror for kids, man. I thought it would be fun to see Cody turn into a mermaid. I thought that was going to be a fun romp in the sea. And turns out that shit is nasty. Yeah. Even for a kid's movie.
Yeah.
Like, he gets this this weird form of mermaid acne or eczema that looks like Fruit Loops got burned into his skin.
It does look like eczema.
I'm no doctor, but does this look like puberty to you?
Oh, God, I touched you later. What we did before. Oh, my God. It's inside me. That's my whole thing. It's like, that's why I think everyone's having that negative reaction to him. It's like, we've touched him. I kissed him. And we could all be infected by this thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, like his girl kissed him and everything.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, man. It doesn't help that it's one of those sticky oozing rashes too.
Oh yeah,
like everything that he touches is like it gets, because I guess there's a little bit of moisture or something there, it just sticks to his clings to his flesh.
It was very reminiscent of Sam Raimi's Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But I guess this came out before.
Yeah. Sam Raimi owes the 13th year apology for stealing. Sam Raimi steals scenes from this movie.
He does.
What they do. I'm shocked by that.
Yes. This came out in 1999. Sam Raimi's Spider-Man came out in 2002.
That's right.
So Sam Raimi watched this shit and stole it, man. Oh, you know, and...
One scene in particular.
There's just weird scenes in here. That scene where the carton gets stuck to his hand. Like, there are moments in here where... Do you remember that scene with the hands?
The attempted humor. It's like, now we'll look at our hands. What, and the mom looks at her hands, and the dad looks at his hands. It's like, is this supposed to be funny? Because it's not.
It's just weird. Like, they want to have, like, moments that are supposed to be funny, and they're just kind of creepy and odd.
Wow, that score.
What are you doing?
Yeah. You're like, oh, hell, they back on this shit.
I know, right?
Both of them.
Oh, I put in the orange juice shit.
Yeah, they fuck.
They do like they ate mushrooms.
Yeah.
Now they're seeing traces.
Now they're seeing shit, yeah. Goddamn, back to family therapy again. Yeah, man. They also have gets more horrible with the transformations. Mm. Like it starts, it looks like it hurts.
Yeah. Well, he says it hurts.
Yeah, he's like, "Oh, get me in the water. It hurts." It hurts. Like when you see his body start to actually turn into a fish, that shit looks painful. Like American Werewolf in London,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. That shit looks. That's a bad CG effect, but for a kid's film, it's like, damn, y'all actually making this shit look like a.
It's bad.
It's real bad.
It's not a good effect, but within the scene itself, it's horrifying.
Yeah. Yeah. No, of course. No, they just. You can see that foot stretch at first. Look at this. That's like the Miles Teller Fantastic Four shit. Right.
I love all the people in that Fantastic Four movie, but it's the Miles Teller Fantastic Four.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry, you got top billing, sir.
Yep.
Yeah, somebody said this is Manimal Jr. in the chat.
It's Animorphs.
Animorphs, yeah. Mm-hmm. Animorphs Jr.
What made it creepy is that it's 1 foot.
Yeah, first. Exactly. Yeah, look, I'm going to tell you, the movie didn't take me aback like Smart House, because there's some shit they do here. I respect that they went dark with it, and they made it look like this was hurting them. Because it's not, you know, it's turning to a merman is not fun. Obviously, with this kid.
Not on land.
Not on land. And that's why I was like, that was a really shitty thing for this mom to leave this kid, knowing that he was going to change one day. Like, those are the disturbing things. It all goes back to the mom. Like, what the fuck was the mom doing, knowing this kid was going to be suffering on land like this?
Yeah, I mean, maybe if she thought, well, when he reaches puberty, he'll have to come back to me. because he's got to get back to the sea. But what if they had moved to Nebraska or somewhere and just kind of was landlocked?
Motherfuckers in a goddamn science lab somewhere. But I do like how upfront they are that this is about puberty. You know, it's for little kids out there, but they say that this is an allegory for going through body changes, going through puberty. They even threw, I don't know, maybe it's my dirty ass mind, but I thought that they threw some like hints in there to masturbation.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, just with the shit coming on his palm.
Yeah, exactly.
I also thought STDs. You know, sexually transmitted diseases. You know, how he's touching things. He's like, oh, I've been exposed to
Jesus.
This.
And then he's like, this is normal? Yeah. This is normal? But, like, he's in the bathroom. And his mom is like, what are you doing in there? Are you okay? And he's like, I'm okay. I'm brushing my hair. You know, that's like, hey, look, you guys out there doing that shit right now. You ain't brushing your hair when you in the bathroom.
It's okay, son. Take your time.
Yeah.
It's a natural thing you're doing.
No, I really was brushing my hair. Fuck.
Yeah, sure.
But
just clean up afterwards.
But yeah, this scene right here, it's man, they're hinting at masturbating. I don't care what you're saying.
Okay, this is perfectly normal.
Look, this is perfectly normal. This liquid that came out of my body and my hands, this is perfectly normal. And then mom starts knocking. You know that happens all at the most awkward times.
Normal. No need to panic.
Yeah.
Go away!
Hey, in there, sweetheart? Everything's fine. I'm fine. Why wouldn't I be fine?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm. That's what everybody say when they get caught jacking off. Yeah, I'm fine. Mm-hmm.
Mom, what? Tim, leave me alone.
Yeah, what do you mean? I'm Sam Hammond. Man, what I don't like about this movie is this is what really brought it down for me. They have all these interesting ideas, and they don't explain shit in the movie. They brought up, I don't know if they ran out of time or they had a sequel that they were planning, but they had all these things they introduced and don't touch on any of them. Like, look, I can understand the kid is turning into a ripoff of Aquaman, you know, Aqua Kid, fine. You know, we don't own the property, but we'll do our own version. Mm-hmm. But you can't be no fish kid turning into fucking Spider-Man.
I think I'm getting worse.
Sam Raimi, yeah, he should have
he stole
this
that. Yeah.
Yeah, he stole this.
And they repeated it again, too. And we're like, where is he? Where did he go? And even though, like, again, no one has any peripheral vision in this film, you would obviously see him right up there.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't establish his power set. He gets all sorts of random powers throughout the movie.
Yeah, electricity, talking to fish.
Or yeah, talking to fish.
You're trying to get even the doctor. I don't know why they call a doctor when your kid is a mutant, but they call a doctor, and the doctor is even too lazy to give a reasonable explanation for anything.
I've made my diagnosis.
Puberty! Can you believe it?
No! It was like, goddamn, man, you know, how the fuck you gonna explain clinging to the ceiling being puberty? How you gonna expect these goddamn Fruit Loops buried in my skin as puberty?
I have an explanation for that. And it's the fact that they established that his mother, his adoptive mother, is an anti-vax mom.
Yep, right.
Because
she does
not want to have a doctor. He's not gonna touch my child. And so she just probably got someone off the street. Just like, just pretend to be a doctor so my husband can placate my husband and we can move on.
That would totally make sense. Yeah, because her whole she doesn't believe in medicine. And like, she's clearly an anti-vaxxer.
Yeah.
And I was like, you don't raise a child, especially one that you just found, and not get it checked out ever.
Like, she's got.
Unless she's just been like, listen, if a doctor comes in here, he's going to get taken away. So,
yeah.
Get done. Never claimed him to the state or something like that.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, mom's a big anti-vaxxer that's pretty much holding the family hostage because they even memorize it like all doctors are quacks. Mom said, you know, she don't want no modern medicine. They try to make it sound like she's into holistic medicine or natural medicines, but nah, she'd be one of these crazy people on vaccines right now. Mm-hmm. Shit, that's probably why he's turning into a fish kid.
Right, if he got his vaccines, he'd be fine.
Yeah, he'd be fine. Yeah, if he got vaccinated, he'd be human right now. Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't he be spreading, I don't know, smallpox and all kinds of other things?
Kind of fish shit around there. But they got other things like the kid is like cross between Spider-Man and one of the X-Men. Mm. He's got electrical powers. Like, you know, and not like small. First, it starts out like a little zip, but he's got those kind of X-Men powers that's, you know, the kind that goes so crazy that Professor X is like, get on the jet now. This motherfucker's about to destroy the city. Like, he's got these electrical shock powers. He almost blows up the school. all the kids in the pool.
Exactly. Put a fry at everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. All the people in the stands. Smoke coming out the ass.
And cook them.
Yeah. Bunch of charred bodies in there. Yeah, but okay, so I mean, I gave this a long time to hear how they're going to explain this shit with him sticking up on the ceiling and these electric powers. But they don't explain that shit.
No.
And you know, I mean, and those powers don't go with a merman or mer people.
Yeah. I mean, you could say an electric eel.
Which they do. They say that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They say that he's half electric.
Well, the Jess makes it like, oh, that's obviously related to extra electric eels. You know, they generate electricity. But that's the sticky thing. Nah, that comes out of nowhere. Even he's like, I don't know.
I mean, unless it's like a mollusk or a barnacle.
Yeah, a barnacle or something. Yeah, maybe they're little suction, like octopus suction cups on his. Yeah, I don't know. They got different combinations of animals in the sea, you know, but. Yeah, they don't. I mean, I don't know. They don't give any real, reasonable, cool explanations
they
for
don't.
Them.
No,
they just happen.
It's in the moment. Like, look at this weird thing that just happened, and then they move on.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, but you know, I mean, all right. You know, I can let those things go. If you want to say it's an eel and he's got octopus suction cups on, okay, I can do that. That's fine. I think they could have done more with it, but they didn't. But it's a Disney
Especially
channel.
With the whole commanding sea fish, I mean, you know, sea life, where he does it with one little fish, and then...
That is true.
And then nothing after that.
Jump! And they just threw a fish out the water.
They really did. Listen, that costs money, Martin. We can't have anything bigger than a fucking goldfish.
Yep, that is true.
Yep.
I think what got me the most, though, like, I can let that stuff slide, really. But what got me the most, though, was the ending of the movie. And maybe so y'all have explained some things to me. Maybe I missed something. But out of nowhere, Mom comes swimming back. And she wants her son back.
What does she want? She wants me to go with her.
So Cody, now this would be the point where you think Cody would be like, he'd ask, bitch, why'd you leave me? You know, what happened? You know, why? What was the explanation? Why was there? Was I in danger? What was going on? No, he doesn't ask any questions. He does one big free willy jump out the water.
Oh, does he ever?
Yay, my mama back. Yay.
I can be my real self.
Yay. I can wear this fake ass fish torso. And he just jumps out the sea, doesn't ask any questions, says pretty much fuck you to the people that raised him, and goes off with his deadbeat mermaid mama. Which I'm like, you know what? I see that and I'm like, okay, ain't that a bitch right here? Because what I got out of it was she didn't want to raise that kid. She's like, you know what? She pulled some shit.
Horton and the elephant.
Hell yeah. You know, left the baby to the land people so they could do all the hard shit. And then when this kid's almost grown, then she's going to come back, where my baby at? You know, your baby's fucking 13 and we did all the hard work.
I was under the impression that she had him. She got impregnated by a human.
And but they don't explain that shit.
I know. But the idea is why she couldn't keep him. And just like, well, let me just drop him off with some other humans. They can take care of this part. And once he starts becoming fish, then I can take over. Because I don't know what to do with this non-sea baby.
And there's a line in the movie, I think Big John says when he's talking to Jess, how he read that, you know, that mer people can go on land for a period of time until they hit the magical year of 13 and then return back to the sea. Maybe this is a part of their culture. This is part of their physiology where they have to do this. And they let someone else raise them. It's like with the cuckoo bird.
Changeling.
Exactly. That's exactly what it
does. I just thought that was some cold-blooded shit. Y'all leave this boy here, and then they just, he's like, hey, well, thank y'all. Fuck you. And just goes back into this woman you don't even know.
Mm-hmm. Well, he did say he'd come back at the end of the summer.
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't say that. The mom's going to come back during the end of the summer. He says nothing. He's like, you're going to come back for the school year? I'm like, no. Plus, they established Cody's kind of an idiot. He's not one for the school or math or science.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Unless he's got Jess to do his work with him.
Yeah.
They do something there that made me think of you because you talk about how much you hate this. Mm-hmm. Rather than the mom, mermaid mom, explaining, she just stands there looking. And the other mom somehow... from her stare, her telepathically goes, oh, okay, yes, she's going to take you. and then bring you back later.
Yeah, how do you fucking know that?
I know.
Because it's between moms. We wouldn't understand because we are men. We don't get it.
Yeah. Oh, she gave me the mom look and she stared at me long enough that I got where she's coming from.
Mm-hmm. She, for all we know, she's probably like, I came back to eat that motherfucker. Right? No. We eat our young.
Because I like whenever they have mer people just like show sharp teeth and have some kind of scream that, that deafens everybody.
Yeah, they put Cody in the water. You see her.
Help! My baby!
Thank you. Like, let him go.
He was never ours.
Yeah. It's their culture. What you say? He was never ours. I didn't even like that motherfucker. Yeah, it felt like, I don't know, I felt like they could have pushed it more.
Yeah.
But it just, it seemed like they were almost even setting up for a sequel or something and never happened. So, yeah, I don't know. But I, you know, I didn't like it as much as Smart House. I thought the acting was
abysmal.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Yeah, he's not great. The parents aren't great. Like, honestly, the only good actor, and not, I wouldn't say good actor, the one that entertained me the most was Sean because of how sarcastic he was. And Big John because he was so creepy. There's even scenes when he's like at a pool, like initially, and he has these giant, Big John, the hillbilly of the sea. He has these giant binoculars. He's just watching all those 13-year-old boys, and you can just see him licking his lips. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, I know what the movie's trying to say, but this is really fucking creepy.
He's
always like creeping around the corner after Jess and Cody leave.
Sure,
he's just watching him. He's like, he wants Cody.
Yeah.
You feel bad because that actor Brent Briscoe, he's a veteran actor who's been around for a while.
Oh yeah,
he's been a lot of Billy Bob
character
Thornton productions.
Actor, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sling Blade and Simple Plan, a whole lot of stuff. He used to do Greater Tuna on the stage.
Oh really?
Yeah, that was how he got his start. So see him reduced to something like this where
wait a minute, is he one of the Greater Tuna guys?
No, he's not one of the guys that we like
originally.
Just, yeah, okay. not one of the original guys.
Greater Tuna is a play. I think it's done in drag, right?
It's two guys and they switch characters. They play old-time Texas characters and sometimes they some of the characters are female and
May.
But like in some of the touring shows he was doing that. So yeah, it kind of sucked to see him in this diminished role where he's kind of sleepwalking through it and it doesn't put his character in a good light in any shape or form.
No, not at all. No, you're right about that. Yeah, now he's a character actor. I've seen him in a lot of things. Yeah.
There's a couple of character actors in this movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who's the other one?
The one, I forget, I don't know his name, but he's one of the two guys that makes fun of him. He has like a buzz haircut.
Oh,
he's the
heavy set
guy.
Right. Yeah.
You've seen that guy in so many things. Yeah. I can't remember his
name.
The
one who makes the Bigfoot joke.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd seen him.
Oh, that guy.
Before, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the mermaid was all right because she didn't talk.
Yeah. You know?
Trying to
she
kind of
was like,
emotion.
What's his name's wife? The director, 40-year-old virgin.
Leslie Mann?
Leslie Mann. She kind of like Leslie Mann a little bit. But yeah, you know, it's fun to watch and see how these movies have aged over time, but this one, you know, not as much fun as Smart House.
Well, come on. I mean, look, Juicy has brought us Smart House, which we loved.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And even turned us around on Demolition Man.
Yeah.
So it was only a matter of time before he was going to have a big stumble.
I'm two for three, though.
But I was watching this. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to make it. I know it's only 90 minutes. It takes almost an hour before he even starts changing into a mermaid.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
And the drama up to that point is not compelling.
Like, I could have dealt with this. Cause I do like the character of Cody, and I could have dealt with the whole thing with him, the relationship with him and Jess over here, the nerd. But
any chemistry.
The acting is just so bad all around.
And a lot of the dialogue is exposition.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. So, yeah, you know, I didn't despise it.
I didn't loathe it with all my
being. No, I was watching. I was just kind of like, you know, it's definitely not as many interesting ideas as we got with Smart House.
We had a lot more to talk about with it than I expected.
What, with this one?
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, oh, how's this going to go?
Yeah. Man, you know I always.
Because there's a whole
we'll
lot
find
of,
something.
A whole lot of nothing happening. For
shit talking will always find a way. Somehow or another. Somebody, is there a movie called Lemonade Mouth?
Lemonade Mouth?
I've never heard of that one. Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember what happens, but I do remember that one.
I do. I tell you this much. I do enjoy talking about these.
Oh, yeah. These are blessed.
No, I do. I love talking about these, man. I do. It's just fun to see how they've lasted over time.
Mm-hmm. Or how they have not aged well over time.
And how watching it with you.
Thank you.
Who, you know, you saw this as a kid and it was your favorite one. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I didn't say it was my favorite. It was the one I watched the most.
I feel like you said it was your favorite.
I don't remember saying that.
You don't remember? Sure.
No. Go back and play the tape.
Okay. I will.
Right. No, this is definitely the one that I just saw the most on Disney Channel. And then there's the one that got me into body horror. That's one positive thing I'll say. If you want to introduce your kids to some horror stuff initially, you're like, I don't know, like seven, start this one. And then you get to Cronenberg. Then you get to The Brood and The Fly and all those other ones.
It definitely left a lasting impression on you.
Mm-hmm. It did. That. I clearly did. I didn't even know it did until I watched it again last night.
Yeah, bro. You know, brightly colored, kid-friendly body horror.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah. For all ages.
Yeah, man. So I'll let you close with the last comment here, man. So being that you watched it as a kid and you liked it so much, how do you feel about it compared to...
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking as a kid. The acting is not great. The special effects are absolutely terrible. And, man, they rush the last 20 minutes. We got established a conflict. We go through all these other characters you really never spent any time with. Mm-hmm. There's never really... I wanted to have a moment between Cody and Sean. We never got that. He's just the bully. He's going to be miserable the rest... Actually, he's probably happy about that because now he's going to be with Sam at the moment.
Yeah.
So it worked out for good old Sean, but no, this is a mess of a film. But yeah, I would not recommend checking this out unless you want a good laugh, and there are plenty of them for that.
I did. I laughed my ass off at some things in it. Mm-hmm. I think you know what that is. Why I thought that the stuff at the end, I wasn't getting a good explanation because it felt rushed.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There's no question.
They introduced those powers, and I just felt like they just, you know, I mean, they just. It's an afterthought. They put them in there because I guess they look cool and they don't mention them anymore. They don't even use them effectively. So, yeah, I definitely agree with that. It was rushed. So there you go, folks. I can't wait to see the next one, though. Yeah. Maybe 2 or 3 weeks we'll do another one.
Yeah. I have a suggestion. I think you guys will agree to this one. Up, Up, and Away.
Yes.
That's the next one.
Is that
one.
The superhero one?
That's a superhero
There
one.
You go.
Up, Up, and Away. Okay.
You know what? Maybe we'll on the next one, we'll let you guys vote. I know that there's some that you like. Up, Up, and Away will be in there.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I know that there's been some others that have been thrown around. So Mr. Boogity, I think, was in there.
Mr. Boogity, yeah, which people have been posting clips in the chat of.
Have they been posting that?
Yeah.
All right. So we'll see. We'll put up another poll for you guys to vote on, and we'll see when we get around to it, which Disney Channel movie you'd like to see us talk about next, because I haven't seen any of these.
To be dating Cody Griffin.
Feels like I'm king of the world.
Until he turned 13.
Something seriously wrong with me.
And grew some fins.
I think you're a mummy.
A what?
A fish boy.
As if grown up weren't hard enough.
A month ago, I was completely normal.
Imagine having to hide your...